בכבוד. בכבוד. פעמיים.
The Gemara tells us, in order for us to understand certain things, we have to know the whole picture. דברי תורה, עניים במקום אחד, עשירים במקום אחר. דברי תורה, sometimes they are poor in one spot, and very rich in another spot. In order to know everything, you have to know everything. But you can go on an assumption. And you read something, I say, that's the story. This over here, this parasha, it's a classic example for that. The way the Torah tells us this week's parasha is the people came to Moshe and they didn't say that. Sorry. This parasha says Hashem told Moshe Abednu, send some spies. And I'm going to tell you which one to send. And Moshe sent them. Moshe sent them and they come back. Some not accurate exactly information. A disaster. Hashem is very upset. It all die. So the way the Torah describes in this parasha is Kulam Anashim Hashem Bnei Yisrael Emar, Torah tells us, you know, Hashem chose the best. The holiest of the holiest. When they come back, the Torah says that the idea what they had when they left was a better idea. Even though Hashem said, the best, it's going to be a better idea. What's better way? It can be bad. Hashem chose them, appear Hashem. Hashem chose them, so what can be bad? What happened? They went with the wrong idea. So the Zohar says that those people were afraid or they knew they're going to come to Israel, they will not have the position. So it means they're not the best. So according to Zohar, already when they left, they say we're not going to give good information because otherwise we're going to be out of jobs. So what do you mean Hashem chose the best? How can it be the best? It's the worst. A person is a messenger for Am Yisrael. He has in his mind for his own success in life, for the job that he wants, he's going to give the wrong information. Very strange thing. Nevertheless, that's what the Gemara says. But the tzaddikim, when they left, the tzaddikim. But then the Gemara says, no, they had bad intention. What bad intention? What bad intention? Are the tzaddikim or not tzaddikim? Some kind of contradiction. It's impossible if Hashem chose them to be something so bad. It's impossible. When something went wrong, what went wrong? How can it be? Not only that, the worst of the worst is just top 12 people. 10 out of the 12 say it's not good. Not good. Two. Caleb and Yoshua, president of Shevet Yehuda, president of Shevet Ephraim, they say it is good. Of course, Am Yisrael will say it's not good. You go by the majority. Still, it's a very, very strange thing. This generation came out of Egypt, they saw all the miracles and everything. What do you want? The worst of the worst is, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, this is Parsha. I don't think it's a good idea at all. I told you it's going to be a very good land, Eretz Israel. I mean, you should have trusted me. If you don't trust me, I'm telling you, I swear in their life, the selection of language of Hashem, a big tragedy is going to happen. They won't see Eretz Israel. This is telling that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. So what do you mean, Moshe, what do you do? I don't understand. How can it possible? It's impossible. Hashem told you the mission is going to fail. I advise you don't. But if you want, you know. Moshe chose to do. And Moshe himself, in Sefer Devarim, said, I love this idea. Hashem did not like it. So, what do you mean? Hashem said it's not so good and you chose to be good. Okay, what does it mean exactly? It's almost impossible. But this is in the text. Hashem advises you not to do this, and Hashem swears that life is going to be a disaster. Nevertheless, Moshe himself said, I like the idea. It's impossible. Just impossible. This is in this week's parsha, in this book. More questions, but just, you know, to clear those first, so maybe you understand what's going on. In Sefer Dvarim, Parashat Dvarim, Moshe repeats the episode. He said like this, the things start like this, but Kibbun HaKulchem, you came to me, and you ask me, we would like to send messengers. And you told me, the language, what you said, he said the messengers will come back. Beshibo tanu davar. Says the Gemara, excuse me, what do you say? The Gemara said, we would like to know the languages they speak over there. What? The language? What is the language for? But this is how the whole conversation started about the spies. That's what the Gemara says. In order for you to know the story, you have to know the whole Chumash. Like we said, America backwards. And then it's like a puzzle. And you put together and you see it's different. It's not what we said till now. Until now, we thought, Moshe wanted to send spies. No. I'm Israel, they wanted to send spies. And the reason is because they want to know the language. The language is the language that people speak over there. What does it mean? And they say also, we would like to know also the way we're going to go. There's no ways those days. And they knew that Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to get there. Rumors about it from last week parasha already. And that they made out prophets. They said, Moshe met Yeshua Machnis, Moshe is going to die. And they knew Moshe is going to die. And Moshe is going to die, so maybe I was going to die. They said, We want to know the places, how to go about. That's a very strange thing, very strange thing. That's what you want to have spies now. What do you say spies for? What? That is the secret of this parsha, I should know. That's the emet about this parsha. That's what Moshe says next week. In Sefer Dvarim. It's not what we thought till now. That's a new concept. They don't want to see Israel. They want to know the language. And the highway. We know the highway. Yeah. That thing with the language business. Megillat Esther, after Ahasuerus killed Vashti, so Haman came in with an advice. He told him, I think, since Vashti disobeyed Ahasuerus' command to come, so should be a rule that a person, every lady must listen to her husband. It means the language is going to be spoken in the house will be the language of the husband. What does it mean? Which language? I speak another language. What does it mean? It means nothing. But it's Megillat Esther was written by Ruach HaKodesh. And that's what Haman advised Ahasuerus. And the Gemara says they send letters to all over 127 countries, states. You should know, in every house, you have to speak the language of the husband. It means if a husband got married to a lady from a different country, he can't speak that language. Why can't speak language? What does it make? What does it make? You say the husband is to rule the house, understand. Language doesn't matter. He can speak Chinese. No. Where do you live now? In America. Listen, in America, with the Berkeley Shon Amor. You live in America, you speak English in the house. No, I came from Russia. I'm going to speak Russian. No. Okay. You speak the English. Why haven't you speak English? That's what Haman advised Ahasuerus. Everybody got this Notice in the Meir of the Gemara, it says, what's going on? Gemara says, because everybody looked at it like a stupidity. What has to do with my language? What's with my language? Actually, we find later in the Torah that Am Yisrael came to a spot over there in the desert, and the map, they looked in the front, was a nation dressed in clothing of Amalek, but they speak different language. And Am Yisrael, they don't know what to do. What are we going to do? So the Torah says, they say to Moshe, we would like over there to overcome these people. But they prayed to Hashem and said, Im Naton Titen Tama Zebiadi Vacharam Titorim. So I don't know what to pray. See, they dress the one way and they speak another way. What is it doing anything? What do you mean? If they speak, probably that's what it is. No, but they dress. So I don't know. Maybe it's not the language. But it's the language. Language, something that's very important, language. So Chachamim tell us the following. The first time, maybe, we find languages in the Torah, the Parashat Noach, a generation that built the tower. So first, as well, I say you should know, it wasn't a joke to build a tower. These people knew Lashon HaKodesh, and they called up angels to build a tower with them. It's a very strange thing. Very strange. People called angels to build a tower to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says, they say they're going to put a sword over them, and they said, who is God that chose to be upstairs, and he put us downstairs. Let him come down, we're going up. And the Zohar says, sounds like a joke. So now it's a joke. No, so they called up angels. Angels? How angels can help them? I thought angels work for Hashem. And it sounds from the Torah also, that if we may say such a thing, by the Torah, Hashem said, okay, Hashem called the angels and said, let's go downstairs to see the tower. And the language of the Torah is, Hashem said, we have to take care of it because they're going to achieve it. Excuse me? What do you mean? They will have a tower? And Hashem said, let me go downstairs in the middle of the construction house. I have to stop it because they're going to do something. What are they going to do? What they gonna do? Angels are helping them to build a tower to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu so called some kind of a scare. How is it possible? It's in the Torah, in the text. Well, people say, you know, our problem in life is we learn the Torah, the same way we learn it in school or in kindergarten. If it's that deep, you have no idea how deep the Torah is. So do you know this pasuk in the Torah? Hashem said he's afraid of this. He's going to go down. So, okay, fine. Now what? So what's it now that Hashem is going to do to stop it? Torah says what? Torah says that Hashem mixed the languages. I mean, at that time, everybody spoke one language almost. It's not accurate exactly, but sound like it. The Gemara says, they came the next day to the construction site, and all of a sudden, every person has a different language in his mouth. So how can you build a tower? But the Gemara says, the guy told him to give me a brick, but he doesn't know what the brick is. So he tells him, listen, I told you, give it to me, we have to do. And it means they start to argue between each other because they don't speak the languages. And they started to throw on each person to throw on his friend cement and bricks and bricks. And then they decide, forget about it, they left. Says the Torah, now From that point on, there are 70 languages and 70 nations. And Torah tells us, Mabul, and then was spread, Lilshonotam velegoyim. Torah emphasizes, you should know what happened. How come it's English, and how come it's Russian, and how come it's Arabic, and how come it's this, Chinese, Japanese? What is this? What's the problem? What's the problem? The problem is each nation has its own language. When did it start? It started when they wanted to build a tower to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch. What does it mean exactly? So, the Zohar says like this. The Zohar says in Parashat Balak, that Balak called Abilam to curse on Israel. The Zohar says, don't think it was a joke. There is a Congress upstairs by the old Democrats. 35, says the God Mivilna, Arabs, and 35, Edom. And Hashem, with his humbleness, they are going, and the power of the goyim is their angel upstairs, in the Congress. So this is why the Congress in time of Barak and Bilam in a few weeks, excuse me, that Congress decided they want to impeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't think America invented impeachment. They want to impeach. What Zohar says, Hashem is very humble. Hashem says, you know what? Bye. Let go, and Hashem will let go of the world, and the world will get destroyed. That's what it means. It's not they overcome Hashem. But Hashem is very humble, and Hashem said, you know what? So many nations, let's have a Congress. And every angel in Shemayim is responsible for his country downstairs. And those people wanted to make a queue. Queue, he said, queue or coup? Queue. Against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, oh, no. She says, well, why not? They backed up. Because they said, so Moshe Rabbeinu, they said, because of Moshe, we cannot do it. Moshe is very powerful. Which means this Moshe eventually can overcome them. That's the secret of it. So really what it means is when those people said they want to build a tower to go upstairs, so-called, to impeach Hashem. They called angels. Which angels are called? As I said, they called angels with the Lashon HaKodesh, but he said, really, what the angel will not come downstairs to help you to do well. It means, in Shemayim was a clash. And the angels that represent so-called the people, that eventually those angels are going to be responsible for the nations, they help them. And then the Torah says, you should know the story. The story says, as it's trying to impeach Hashem, to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem so-called, said, no, I have to stop it. Even though Hashem could have said, go ahead, do what you want. Then the world will tumble down. I said, no. The reason for that, says Ari, because it was us, our neshamot. That's the secret. We are the generation of Mabul and then Haflaga and Zdom. We build the tower, not they. And Ari says, that's why we had constructions in Egypt. We built the pyramids over there. And it says, because we started to go into construction against Hashem. Our punishment was to be in construction in Egypt. And that's the Egyptians gave us such a hard time and put babies in the walls and everything. He says, listen, but it means it's one thing. This is your kapara, that you started to build a tower to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Before you go out of Egypt, that's what's going to happen. They're going to put you in construction. They're not going to pay you. You're going to sleep on the side. You're a sufferer. I said, it's a kapara. But the punchline is, the angels upstairs a sign for every country. The so-called, on earth, should be 70 countries. Because they double up. And 70 languages only. They come from Noach, from the time that people wanted to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first law in the Torah. And then the Torah over there emphasizes it. At that time, all of a sudden, angels are responsible for nations, and every nation speaks a different language. So that angel upstairs, he's so-called in the parliament over there, he gives the power to these people. The Zohar says all the time, you know, it's not a world war. It says America against Russia, against China. It's to do with the angels upstairs. They have this conflict, and every nation are under their angel upstairs, and they speak their language, and he speaks their language, and he is in the parliament. But when he speaks in the parliament, they all speak Hebrew upstairs, and that's they wanted to impeach him. This is on the surface the secret of languages that we have around the world. And that's really the secret of the Haman to the Ahasuerush, that make a rule that in the house should be the man that rules the whole thing, and they should speak the language of the husband. It means the secret is that the husband is in control, but if he wants to be successful, he has to be connected to his angel. So if they can live in America and they can speak Russian, as the language has to be on the country and the same place that you live. And if not, it doesn't hear you. For example, here you have a mayor of the city. So you have to have a connection to the mayor to do whatever you want in the city, right? So the mayor is the angel. So the angel speaks this language. And Hashem assigned this angel with this language on this part of the world. So you have to compromise with that. So you can't speak another language. So if you want to rule and you want to be successful, you have to speak the language of that angel that is assigned to this place. This was the wisdom of the Chacham Haman. And Ahasuerush agreed. So here it comes to our parsha. That's the secret issue. I myself came to Moshe and said, Moshe, I want to tell you something. We're going to Israel. You know, we already Googled it, and there are 31 kings over there. 31 nations. You know, this is Sefer Yehoshua. You read Sefer Yehoshua, sounds like a history book. History book. But the Gemara says, if Israel would not have seen, we would have the Torah and Sefer Yehoshua. Sefer Yehoshua. You read Sefer Yehoshua, it's nothing. A war here, a war there, a king here, a king there. What is this? To overcome those 31 kings, it means you have a fight with 31 angels upstairs. The Gemara says, the Torah tells us, when Moshe was about to fight the giant Sichon, Hashem told him, listen, Reh, I want to show you something. I tied up in Shamayim the angel in the conquest that gives energy to Sichon. You cannot overcome a country, a state, unless upstairs, here, its representative is losing. No, who won the world war? Who won this? In Shemayim first. Lev Melachim Esri B'Yad Hashem, the Shlomo HaMelech, you should know the secret. It's not Gaza, Hezbollah, the whole thing is Shechem. This is the angel upstairs. He gives them the power. He said, Iran, send them. It's not Iran. The angel upstairs from Iran is very powerful. This one is Iran is powerful over here. And this is in history, you see. One time was Rome, one time was Greece, one time was Iraq, Babel, and one time was Paras. What does that mean? Do you think those people are stronger than others? Nah. It means the angel upstairs is stronger. And he overcome. And they have fights over there all the time with angels. They're afraid of Moshe Rabbeinu very much. This is Zohar says that it didn't impeach so-called Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Am Yisrael is before the story. Am Yisrael came to Moshe. He said, Moshe, we have to know the languages to speak over there. Languages. I tell you why, Moshe. Because if I don't know the languages, what they speak, I know what to do to overcome the angels in Shamayim. What to pray to Hashem. Of course, you can pray to Hashem anything. But you have to be more specific. And he said, I want against this angel. This angel did help to build the tower. This angel is going to be on the Congress to impeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a few weeks. My problem in life is not downstairs. My problem in life is upstairs. If I want to win the war, if everybody needs to stop praying that the army should win, and first should pray that the angels upstairs, 35 angels upstairs are Arabs, and 35 angels upstairs are Edom, and they're the Congress. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is very humble and listens to them. That's Hashem made this world. It's a Congress, like in America. You have Democrats, they're going to rule the country, they're going to ruin the country, they're going to do everything wrong. They don't make sense, it doesn't matter. This is called democracy. Finished. They came to Moshe, that's how the story goes, that's what it says. Moshe said, you came up to me? You said to me, you want to know the languages. I got the message. I know I want the language. Because you want to know that nation, what connection they have to that, which one is upstairs. And that's what Hashem is going to tell Moshe later. The whole thing is upstairs, not downstairs. And also, we want to know the highways. What do you mean? See, we come to a place, we have to know what that place is connected to. So there are 31 kings in Israel right now. There are 31 angels upstairs. We would like to relate to the angels upstairs. And we would like to know exactly the spots of every angel upstairs. And then, finished. Maybe the whole Congress is over. Over there, it's going to be no impeachment or nothing. 31 out of 70 is done. And the Gomibilna says, you know, that the rest of them are parallel. It's not, it's like double. So we did finish the job. Moshe said, bravo. However, he says, Moshe is Gigul Noach. Azor says. The Gemara says, while they're building the tower, those people to impeach Hashem, Noach was sitting over there. Noach was 940 years old. And he says, it was a very serious thing. They would impeach Hashem. Again, he can't overcome it. What it means is Hashem is humble. By the way, you read the Chumash in this parasha, on this parasha, when the spies came back, they said, Ki chazaku mimenu, we'll never be able to do it. Amalek is here, this is it. They're stronger than Hashem. Everybody reads it. He said, this is a tzaddikim. They went to Israel. They come back. And they said that the people in Israel, the kings over there, stronger than Hashem. It's in the text. How do people learn such a thing? What do you mean? How can you say such a thing? What? Even an idiot doesn't talk like this. You say they're stronger than Hashem? Yeah. They're not actually stronger. It means they have so much strength that Hashem gave them, that Hashem is with his humbleness will back up. That's the secret. Let's say it clearly. Everybody learned the Chumash. I said, wow, how is it possible? Tzadikim, Hashem chose them, and then they sang the song of Hashem. Anybody can be song of Hashem. Hashem can make one little tsunami, one little earthquake, the whole thing is over. But Hashem won't do it. Because there are 31 kings over there. And they collected 31 angels upstairs. And now, they have so-called a vote. And they'll vote, we don't want Hashem. And Hashem will create. So that's why the Torah says, when they came to Moshe, I said to Moshe, they said, Moshe, we have to know the languages. You know, the first time it says languages in the Torah is the time they build the tower over there. And you, Moshe, forget about you, Mr. Noach, remember? You sat over there, he said, wow, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? He said, Noach, what are we going to do? Start, Rabbi Noach. Can do nothing, you don't understand. They connect themselves to those angels. They are in the Congress over there. There's nothing to do. That's the secret of this week's portion. Everything is perfect. Moshe said, I love this. First of all, why Moshe says it. Secondly, why the Torah writes it. And what's the idea? And Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't think it's a good idea. And then Moshe said, I like it. Why? Why? Because Hashem doesn't like it. Because his humbleness doesn't like it. Because the righteous people over there, they despise the right. It means, you know what's going to happen. There's 31 kings, connected 31 angels, and some of them are double. As when Amisa is going to come to Eretz Israel to capture, and it's going to be in Shammai, a queue. And won't let it. That exactly going to plan soon with Balak. That's just not a secret. It's not a secret, it's obvious. Because Moshe said it. You just have to learn what to learn Parshat Dvarim. You see, it's clear over there. So everything is perfect. That's Moshe said, I like it. But on the sake of Hashem, I like it. Because if I don't like it, and we don't know the languages, and we don't know this part, they're going to make you upstairs. That's why Yeshua is so powerful. That Yeshua was able, so-called, to overcome the 31 kings because he was able to overcome the 31 angels upstairs, not the people downstairs. Can't win somebody downstairs, he has an angel upstairs. As the Gemara says, Hashem chose them to tzaddiki. But they went with the wrong idea. What is the wrong idea? They're going to the wrong idea because they're not going just to look around. They're going to have a fight with those angels. That's what was the problem. You can't have fight with angels. They're stronger than us. Not only that, you cannot fight with them. What they do is they penetrate into our head. And then our ways of thinking changes. That's our problem in life, you should know. Person changes his mind. What happened? What happened to you? I made it. No, it's different. Let's not about this. I mean, what's wrong with you? Ask your rabbi what to do. Don't ask my rabbi. I do it myself. What happened to you? And then people all of a sudden also forget about just making the wrong decision in life. People, has shalom, all of a sudden something's wrong with the head. The guy was 100%. And one day, he's off, talks nonsense. You call it D-book, you know, and just go inside the person. It was in yeshiva, Rabbi Lopian told us. Chafetz Chaim sent him with 9 other rabbanim to take a so-called stupid wind. An angel went inside the lady. So the lady was behind the mechitza, made a divider, and we said certain things. Chafetz Chaim told us this, and we said, whoop! Something came out from the lady. Happened a lot. Tam Gom Vilna happened a lot. That's a mishugna. The whole story is whole lectures about this. A bad thing goes inside the person. They said it became not normal. They put him in the hospital. What happened? He's 18 years old. I have experience with this. Not one, not two, not 10 people. People call me, people come to me, look at him. So what happened? It became not normal. There's going to be like some tricks to get it out of the head of the person. And who says it? In the Tanakh it says, it's not something happened. Story in the Tanakh. Then one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting on his chair, Sefer Melachim, and he asked the angels, who would like to go downstairs to penetrate in somebody's head to make the wrong decision? He says, Nabi, who is this guy? He says, Ahab, was a bad king. He never went to a war. Never. The Gemara says he ruled the whole world like Ahasuerus. Can you imagine how powerful the guy is? Never went to a war, only in the palace. Hashem wants him to be killed in the war. Hashem said, which angel upstairs volunteers to go down and penetrate into this king's head, Ahab, to convince him this time he'll go to the war? In the Tanakh, in the text, it wasn't even an angel. It was a wind, it was in the Shema. of somebody, Navot Israeli, went downstairs, went to his head, and Nachum said, I'm going to the war. Everybody asked him, why are you going to the war? He never went to a war. I'm going to the war. He goes to the war and gets killed. And Navi, why Navi wrote this story for us? It's only to tell you how dangerous it is. Because an angel can come inside your head. You're going to make the wrong decision in your life. It's all of a sudden, that makes sense what you say. And you act irrationally. And it, I don't understand you, what happened to you. There's just an angel in his head. You cannot convince him. You cannot convince him. People get divorced for nothing. People quit the job for nothing. Everything for nothing. I said, what happened? What happened? Nothing happened. Nothing happened to you. It is a shadow woman. It can be a wind. It can be a devil. It can be a lot of things that go into somebody's head. Nothing will happen. Got me to learn some tricks. How to get out of there. Try me some tricks. So something happened. At a time of the Rami Vilna was somebody very, very bad. This is a shama of somebody from First Beit HaMikdash who killed Zechariah Navi. And I said, how did he get inside this guy? He said, Shabbat, the tablecloth, they put on, it's a must to put tablecloth on the tables on Shabbat. The corner was not covered. This is because lack of respect of Shabbat, they send me downstairs and I'm going into people's head and I make them crazy. It's how important it's to cover the table with the table of Shabbat all over. That's the whole secret of this parasha. Am Yisrael are right. And Moshe is right. But everybody is wrong. Because you cannot fight angels. You cannot, you're not allowed to. Satan rebelled against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, says the Zohar, he does what he wants. All these tragedies, this, not necessarily Hashem had it. Says the Zohar, Satan rebelled. Hashem made the Satan to be just the head of the funeral department, and in the meantime he became an executor. Hashem, could you let him? Hashem is humbleness, does not know anything. Like Hashem is so humble, people do whatever they want, and they rebel against Hashem, then they embarrass Hashem. I don't want to use the wrong words. Hashem is quiet. Hashem is a chapaim, humble. The secret of this parasha is not the way you read it, you know, spies. Listen, the 10 out of 12, Rabbanim, the biggest, Mekubalim, came back. It's not good, the country. No, stop it. What happened to you? Nothing happened. And you went inside there. They give a lecture. All of a sudden, all of Israel, they all cry, they all don't go back to Egypt. What's wrong with you people? You have man every day. You have the well of Miriam over here. You have the cloud. Hashem took out of Egypt. What is he talking about? You cannot make it. What do you mean you cannot make it? Look what Hashem did in Egypt. What do you mean that you cannot make it?
I'm not gonna make it. I'm not going to Israel. Forget about it.
Okay? An angel goes inside somebody's head, excuse me. I can't convince him. They call him stubborn. He's not stubborn. He's not stubborn. He's sick. He's not stubborn. Doesn't make sense. What's wrong with you?
That's wrong with you. I'm him.
He's going to get divorced. He's going to fight with his partner. He's going to everything. He says, doesn't make sense. Talk to him. Everybody talks to him. Okay, it's a blackhead. He's not a blackhead. He has an angel in his head. It's a secret of our life. You should
pray all the time. This is because of Shachar, that the Shacharit is very important. Our Zohar says, to say word by word Shacharit from the beginning of Tzidur to the end, not to move, not to skip, and to know what you're saying. Because at night, you can get it. Mainly they get it in the night time to the person. It's Shema Yisrael b'chavana before we go to sleep, for Tzidur. He says, it's not just an Oshma Israel. It's very dangerous. The person goes to sleep, very dangerous. Everything is okay. You get up and new ideas in your head. It's not your idea. You have stupid dreams, the Zohar says. Because they go inside your head and give you stupid dreams. And Chazon Ish said, don't listen to any dream. They go inside you. If you say it, Chavana,
if they say Tikkun Chatzot, if they say Shema Yisrael, and if they say Shuvah before you go to sleep, because we are in a danger when we go to sleep. It's not happening. That's Parashat Shlach. Says, eventually, Hashem is made Hashem angry on this Congress, and Hashem says, okay, now you die in the desert. The whole thing is fake. That's because we wanted, so-called, to fight those angels. That's what went wrong. But the idea was right. And Moshe emphasized, I like the idea. Okay, you see, like the idea if Hashem said it's not good. Hashem says it's not good because Hashem is humble. And he doesn't care less what's going to happen. I care for Hashem. That's why I said, I know. We have to know. We have to know the angels. We have to know the land. We have to know the David. I said, Hashem said, it's not going to happen. We're talking about, Hashem knew what's going to happen. Because angels will go inside the spy's head and go to all of Israel's head, and they're all going to change their mind and want to go back to it. That's the story. That's the real story of this parasha. And for us to learn to know the message of this parasha is the message that's true, that we have to pray to Hashem all the time to overcome his humbleness, humility, if you may say, and to do the right thing, not to let those 70 bad angels upstairs to run the world. But we don't want to fight. We have to ask Hashem for mercy. That's what Israel should have done. Pray to Hashem, please, enough with this generation of the flag guard that want to impeach you, and the last minute you change your mind. Change your mind right now and have Mashiach. Amen.